KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we do have a mostly sunny sky, 32 degrees. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with the check of the news, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Two area school districts will hold public meetings with regard to their separate proposed 2017-18 school year budgets. In Elkhorn, the Exira EHK School Board meeting takes place in the conference room of the Elkhorn Building. Their session starts this evening at 6 o'clock with a public hearing on the budget. New business during that session includes approval of the 2017-18 school budget, approval of R.L. Kraft's repair proposal for a section of roof on the Elkhorn Building, approval of a district van purchase, also approval of master contract changes for teaching staff for 2017-18, as well as personnel hires, transfers, resignations, and so on. In Anita, the CAM School Board will open public hearings at 6:30 p.m. in the CAM High School Media Room on the 2017-18 school calendar and 2017-18 certified budget. Later on during the session this evening, they'll hear an update and possibly act on a change order for the elementary building addition. They'll also act on approving the 2017-18 school calendar and certified budget, operational sharing, and other matters. Well, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will hold a series of public meetings this week to offer updates on the planned operation of the Missouri River Main Stem Reservoir System. Corps spokesman Amy Gaskell said today's meeting in the Omaha Council Bluffs area is open to everyone who wishes to attend.
Anybody who's interested in learning more about our water operations and can provide input if they have information to help us operate the system differently or with more information.
The public meetings will include a presentation on current conditions in the river basin and the Corps' plans for operating the reservoir system in the year ahead. There will also be a time for questions. Gaskell says the system is ready for any possible flooding situation, although no flooding is anticipated on the Missouri this spring.
We have a lot of space left in our storage up in the reservoirs to handle the water that's going to be coming down from the mountain snowmelt. So we're looking pretty good there. A significant amount of the plain snowpack is already melted, so has already been through the system. So we're looking pretty good there as well.
Gaskell says they'll also provide updates on how the river is being monitored.
We manage the river and keep a close eye on it, working with our partners with the Weather Service from NOAA, making sure that we can respond as soon as we can.
Today's meeting is at 5 o'clock at the Western Historic Trail Center in Council Bluffs. Well, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Monday said six people were arrested over the past week on various warrants. 53-year-old Patrick Russell Darling of Greenfield was arrested April 5th on an Adair County warrant for probation violation. His bond was set at $2,000. 28-year-old Waishang Gosh Shawich of Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested April 2nd by Iowa State Patrol on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear in court on a possession of controlled substance marijuana first offense charge. Shawich was later released on his own recognizance. 24-year-old Kayla Dawn Herring of Chaparral, New Mexico, was arrested in Greenfield April 5th on a valid warrant for probation violation. Herring was later released on $2,000 bond. 21-year-old Cole Aaron Mullineaux of Huxley was arrested at the Story County Jail April 6th on a warrant for a probation violation on an original trafficking of stolen weapons charge. He was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail. And 34-year-old Joshua James Kimmel of Des Moines was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol April the 8th on a warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of malicious prosecution. He was later released on his own recognizance. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports also that 23-year-old John James Buckland of Solon was arrested April 4th for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And that was after a vehicle he was in a passenger in was pulled over for speeding on Interstate 80 in Adair County. The driver received just a warning for speeding and was released. Buckland was later released on $1,000 bond. An Audubon man was arrested, or rather wanted since 2012 for violation of probation. Was arrested in Emmett County on Saturday. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports 29-year-old Randy Travis Kurth was taken into custody on the outstanding warrant. Kurth pled guilty in 2011 to two counts of carrying weapons, reckless use of fire, harassment in the first degree, and theft in the fourth degree. Charges were filed in 2012 after Kurth allegedly violated the terms of his probation. Kurth was located in Emmett County on Saturday and transported to the Audubon County Jail, where his bond was set at $6,000. He's scheduled to appear in district court April 24th at 1:30 p.m. Officials with the Creston Police Department report the arrest at around 1:45 a.m. today of 32-year-old Amasan McCarthy of Spencer. McCarthy was taken into custody on a Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for probation violation. He was being held in the jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And just before midnight Monday, 40-year-old Shelby Weiss of Creston was arrested for driving while barred. Weiss was brought to the Ringgold County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond for Union County, as well as a warrant out of Dallas County for probation violation. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 39-year-old Timothy Dwayne Snyder of Gimbleton had been arrested Saturday morning. Snyder was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault following an investigation into an incident in Gimbleton earlier that same morning. Snyder was later released from custody after appearing before a magistrate. Also in Western Iowa news, a pursuit that began in Washington County, Nebraska early Monday morning ended in Iowa with a crash and the arrest of a man who was wanted on a fugitive from justice warrant out of Woodbury County. 23-year-old Alan Reyes Jr. of Sioux City was taken into custody after the SUV he was driving went out of control following a wild chase that saw speeds reach 100 miles per hour and ended near 152nd and Rosewood Road in Pottawatomie County at around 1 a.m. Monday. Reyes was charged with felony eluding, distribution of narcotics, a drug tax stamp violation, driving while barred, and prohibited acts. Inside the vehicle, authorities found a large bag containing 115.5 grams of methamphetamine. Reyes was also taken into custody on a warrant out of South Dakota for failure to appear on dangerous drug charges. Three passengers in the vehicle were also arrested on drug charges. 23-year-old Marcos Avila of Sioux City, 34-year-old Tiffany Radley of Sioux City, and 24-year-old Victoria Iyer of Hornick were taken into custody. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said also 18-year-old Sidney Collins of McClellan had been arrested Sunday morning for interference with official acts after authorities forced entry into the home where alcohol was being served to persons under the legal age. Collins, along with eight other individuals, one female and seven males, were cited for consuming alcoholic beverages at the party located at a residence in McClellan. Early Saturday morning, deputies arrested 40-year-old Anthony Plotzer of Avoca following a traffic stop in Avoca for expired registration tags. Plotzer was taken into custody for OWI second offense and then cited for expired driver's license. Also arrested Saturday in Pott County was 25-year-old Matthew John Swanson of Council Bluffs, who was charged with OWI second offense, eluding, and cited for speeding. And a traffic stop on a motorcycle Saturday in Underwood resulted in the arrest of 30-year-old Jonathan Kunze of Underwood for driving while revoked for OWI test failure and two citations for moving violations. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.